Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the tip of a Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Eric.
Welcome back into LightningInsider.com, the podcast. Eric Erlandson from LightningInsider.com. Here recapping another game and not another loss, as has been the case here for a while, as the Lightning do knock off the Carolina Hurricanes by a score of 4-0. Last I checked, 32 saves for Andre Vasilevsky in the victory, 14 in the third period to preserve not just the victory but the shutout as well, the 31st of his career, the third of the season, second career shutout against the Carolina Hurricanes. Braden Point with 2 goals. We'll touch on that a little bit more here in a minute. Also added an assist. Steven Stamkos with a goal and 2 assists. Nikita Kucherov adds 2 more helpers to his total and now sits at 77, I believe, on the season. So, again, an incredible offensive season continuing for Nikita Kucherov in a game that I think Lightning fans have been waiting to see from this team. Certainly we've had the topic on here a lot and certainly on social media throughout the past 36 days actually, as the Lightning went through a very difficult stretch of 19 games in 33 days where their record was uninspiring, their play was uninspiring, their defensive commitment was uninspiring. A lot of uninspiring moments through this stretch. And to put together an effort like this against the Hurricanes, coming on the heels of what was a loss on Saturday in Boston. Obviously, I wasn't around for that game as I was off on a high school field trip with my son's band over the weekend. I did listen to the game on my phone with the Michigan, but it just, that effort in Boston, again, I keep using the word effort. It's a bad word to use. I never question the effort of this team. The performance, the showing that they had in that game was as good of a showing as they've had in some time. I mean, probably, the New Jersey game, the first game in New Jersey was a really good game for this team during that stretch. So there were a couple that they had in spurts. And I know they came out on the wrong end of that game. Their penalty kill was terrific against the Bruins, especially in the first period where the game could have really gotten away from them. They have to face 6 power plays in the opening 12 to 14 minutes of that game. So they put together the type of process. That word comes up a lot, right? Process. So they put together a good process against Boston on Saturday, and the key was going to be, could they follow that up with another showing along those steps that they showed on Saturday? Could they do it again against a very good Carolina team? And look, Carolina is another one of those teams that's sort of in this spot where they know the postseason is just a couple of weeks away. They've already clinched a spot. They get a 3-point lead on New Jersey for the top of the Metro Division. You know, so they know they're probably going to finish one or two. And in some ways, you know, a lot of teams in this situation are like, okay, let's just get the regular season over with and start the postseason. So, you know, you can say that the Carolina is kind of in that mode a little bit. They had a 4-4-1 record in their past 9 games coming in. So they've just been kind of chugging along at a 500 clip a little bit. You know, but still, for Tampa Bay to go into Carolina, it's not a place that's been kind, especially this year. It was only a couple of weeks ago, right in the early stages of this 19 games and 33-day stretch, where the Lightning embarrassed themselves. Carolina didn't embarrass the Lightning in that game. The Lightning embarrassed themselves with just 4 shots on goal, 0 shots on goal in the second period in that game. So no matter what, this was going to be a game that was going to challenge Tampa Bay on a couple of levels. The first one was, could you put together a good effort against Carolina? Because remember, the first meeting between these teams back at Amalie Arena, the game went to a shootout, but Carolina had 55 shots on goal in that game. You know, so could the Lightning, just on the surface, put together a good effort against the Canes? And then the second part was going to be, could they go into that building on the heels of the performance they had on Saturday in Boston, even in a losing effort, and continue to take another step forward and use Saturday as a building block to get themselves up to a level that they know they need to be at mentally, right? If you listen to me here over the past stretch, most of the issues we've seen with the Lightning has been mental. So could you get your focus, your concentration, the level you need to be at mentally to prepare yourself to play a game against quality opponents? And they took a step in that direction Saturday. They took another step in that direction here on Tuesday against, again, a very good Carolina team that just comes at you. They can come at you in waves. They can really test you and challenge you. And the Lightning were the ones that actually dictated the pace for a good portion of this game. And there's not many teams that are going to dictate the pace. You know, Carolina, they play a relentless style, and it's hard. It is hard to play that style, especially throughout an 82-game season, but they're really consistent at it. They have 4 lines that basically play the same way, a little bit more talent on, you know, a couple of players in their lineup as opposed to others, but they still have just a relentless approach to the way they play the game, to the way they forecheck, to how they take away time and space for opponents, right? And they suffocate you. They don't allow you to get moving up the ice. And not that the Lightning were flying up the ice. This was not a wide-open game, and the Lightning didn't want it to be a wide-open game. But they wanted to be able to maneuver their way up through the middle areas of the ice, and they wanted to not have to spend so much time defending, because that's what you get caught doing a lot of times when you play Carolina. You end up defending a lot. And they didn't do that tonight. And I think that was key. You know, Natural Stat Trick had Carolina with 9 high danger chances at 5-on-5 play tonight. Honestly, I only remember a couple. And I think from that aspect tells you sort of how well they put together a performance tonight. They were opportunistic in some capacities, but more importantly, they were patient. They were patient in the way that they approached this game, because Carolina is a team that can frustrate you. Carolina is a team that can force you into mistakes, especially if you try and force plays. Well, I didn't try and force plays tonight. And you've heard me talk about that quite a bit, that when this team puts themselves in trouble, they're self-inflicted wounds. And certainly John Cooper has used that term quite a bit here over the past month or so during this little bit of a stretch. They didn't do that tonight. And again, like the stat sheet, it's a subjective stat from building to building. You know, they had Carolina, I think, with 14 takeaways tonight. I didn't see that. I didn't feel that the game was played that way. There were turnovers, and there's always going to be turnovers in a game. But I think the thing to kind of keep an eye on here is that they weren't egregious turnovers, right? They weren't pucks turned over in bad areas of the ice. And that's where the self-inflicted wounds tend to come from this team. Are you turning pucks over in the neutral zone? Are you turning pucks over at either blue line? Those are the areas you want to make sure that you're protecting the puck. And I thought that the Lightning did a really good job of that tonight as a whole. I felt that they stepped up. You know, you hear Chief talk about this a lot. They protected the blue line. They didn't back off, right? They weren't back at the circles as players were coming into the zone with the puck on their stick. And when you give players time and space in this league, they can make plays. You know, we saw Mikhail Sergachev and Eric Chernak in particular played a physical type of game where they really used their strength, especially along the boards, right? So you saw a different mentality, I guess, a little bit tonight from the team. And the, you know, the thing that I like to point to is, you know, they were engaged in the game. They were engaged in the game from start to finish. Weren't really any lulls, which is something that's plagued this team quite a bit through the last little stretches. They have put themselves in tough spots with these lulls that they get in, and they just lose focus and the game gets away from them, and they didn't allow that to happen. So strides in the right direction. And, you know, I've been saying it for a while that this team has the ability, whether you want to use the term flipping the switch or whatever, and it's not flipping a switch, it's just understanding the focus and mentality that it needs. The mistakes that this team makes are not physical mistakes. They're not really even structural mistakes at times. There are times they get caught watching the puck too much and the back door is left open or the middle of the ice is left open. So there is some of that goes on here with the team. But for the most part, they understand how they have to get to the focus level they need to get to be successful, the type of style they have to play to be successful. And you know, for everybody who wants to, you know, say, oh, this team is terrible, they're not going to have any success in the playoffs, you know, this is why I've said, just because you play away in March doesn't mean that's how you're going to play in April. And again, just like this game tonight, just because they played this game tonight doesn't mean that's how they're going to play when they open up the postseason series in the opening round against Toronto. Because it's just different. It's just different, but if anything, this type of a performance shows you that they know how to get there. It's just, can they stay there? And that's the question. There's 7 games left. You know, you got Washington and the Islanders at home. You're on the road against the Islanders and the Rangers in Ottawa. And then you finish up the home schedule with Toronto and Detroit. So you've got 7 games here left on the regular season schedule to try and get, you know, to maintain or, you know, understand the level that you have to play at.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
The other thing to kind of look for here in the final seven games of the season is, can Braden Point score three more goals to hit the 50-goal mark? I had a very good conversation with Braden on Monday as the team practiced and went out of town. In his chase for 50, I also talked to Steven Stamkos and Corey Perry, two guys in this locker room who have scored 50 goals in their career. I invite you to go to my website, lightninginsider.com, and click on the Daily Charge link to go find that story about the challenges of blocking out a chase for 50 goals, what 50 goals means to players in this league. And also some of the confidence level that Braden has shown this year, that, you know, some of the goals that he scored and the way he's played sometimes tells you that he's playing at a different level of understanding who he is as a player nowadays, maybe as opposed to the past couple of years. Health has a lot to do with it, and Steven Stamkos had some interesting comments on that part of it, but I invite you to go find that out or to go read that story, especially the nice anecdote that Corey Perry had the night that he scored his 50th, and how that relates into trying to block out the chase for 50. So again, that's on the website. If you're not a subscriber yet, podcast is the code that you can use. Give you $10 off that first year of an annual subscription. So podcast in the coupon code is what you use, again, for $10 off the first year of an annual subscription to lightninginsider.com. But Braden Point is just, he's an elite player in this league that not enough people want to recognize or discuss or even talk about. I mean, look, he gets overshadowed on his own team in some ways because of, you know, he plays with Nikita Kucherov, Steven Stamkos is here, Victor Hedman's here, Andrei Vasilevsky is here. You have multiple trophy winners in his locker room. I mean, Stamkos, two Rocket Richard Trophy winners. Nikita Kucherov has a Art Ross Trophy and a MVP title. Victor Hedman has a Norris Trophy and a Conn Smythe. Andrei Vasilevsky has a Vezina Trophy and a Conn Smythe. All right, there's multiple trophies from players around him. So he doesn't probably get enough recognition for the type of player that he's become. His second goal tonight was just a flash of who he is as a goal scorer in this league. I mean, that was a true goal scorer's shot, right? Comes in, takes a pass from Steven Stamkos, coming down the right wing side, flies into the zone. I think they tracked him at 21 miles an hour and just absolutely snipes a shot, bar in and around and out. Happened so fast, it was waved off initially before they figured out, no, that puck did go in the back of the net, and that was his 47th goal of the season. And the chase is on. You had some wonder, okay, can he score five goals in the final eight games? Can he get there? And now he needs just three in the final seven to get there. And it'll be interesting. I'm sure his teammates will be looking to make sure he hits this number, because it is a magical number. And he had something interesting to say about it. Again, that's in the story if you want to read what 50, you know, what being a 50-goal scorer in this league means to somebody who hasn't done it yet. But he's just had a tremendous year, not really getting talked about a lot, probably enough. Look, he gets overshadowed. Connor McDavid is having blowing everybody away kind of year. You know, he's already hit 60 goals on the season. He's at 140 points. It's really amazing the kind of year that Connor McDavid is having for Edmonton this season. But Braden Point just continues to be somebody who is still ascending in this league at the age of 27. His game is still on the upswing, if you will. You know, the 47 goals is already the fourth most in franchise history. Obviously, Steven Stamkos had a 60-goal season. Vinny LeCavalier had a 52-goal season. And Stamkos had a 51-goal season. So, you know, Point is already at the fourth most goals scored in the season. Interesting note for his performance tonight. 10 multi-goal games on the season. All two-goal games, because he has not recorded a hat trick this year. His 10th multi-goal game of the season. The only player to have 10 or more multi-goal seasons in franchise history is Steven Stamkos, who's had two of them. So tonight was his 10th. I like his chances to get to 50. I really do like his chances to get to 50 now. I had some wonder with 8 games left and 5 to get there. I feel a little bit better now with 7 games to get 3. And he's going to have chances to score. He hasn't had too many scoring droughts this year, you know, where he's gone extended times without scoring. So I really like his chances to get the 50, and what a moment that will be at some point here with the final number of games to go. The Big Three showed up tonight. You know, the last time this team was in Carolina, the Big Three offensive players were under a lot of scrutiny because they had just been benched for a period in Buffalo. And John Cooper put them together tonight, and they responded. All even strength. There's no power play goals involved here. One came about 6 seconds after a power play. But again, they combined for 8 points and a plus 9. Stamkos, a goal, 2 assists, point, 2 goals and an assist, and Nikita Kucherov with a couple of assists. So a big showing from the big guys tonight in what was really an overall team effort from Tampa Bay to snap a 4-game losing streak and build off of what they showed the night or the game before in Boston in an afternoon game. So they kind of built from one to the next. And now they'll get a little chance to kind of rest a little bit, right? They just had 2 days off for the first time since the middle of February, really, during this stretch. And now you've got Washington Thursday, and you got the Islanders on Saturday, both home games. They don't play again until Wednesday. So they're off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which is going to feel like a month-long vacation on the beach in Greece compared to what they've had to endure here for the past month or so. So they're going to have a chance to kind of catch their breath a little bit and look forward to the last 2 weeks of the regular season before they do open the playoffs. I would anticipate, just kind of peering off into the future, that the first round series between Tampa Bay and Toronto most likely would start on the 18th. The playoffs start the 17th. There are events in Amalie Arena on the 21st and the 23rd, so it just makes sense that it would be the 18th and the 20th in Toronto, 22nd, 24th here. So keep that in your back pocket to kind of look forward here a little bit, because we know it's going to be Toronto. It's most likely going to start in Toronto unless the Leafs, you know, fail to pick up points here in the last little bit. Again, still one head-to-head meeting between the teams on April the 13th. Still yet to come, but I would anticipate that being the case. All right, again, impressive victory for Tampa Bay, 4-0 over Carolina. As they move on to Thursday now to host the Washington Capitals. Don't forget me and Bobby the Chief Taylor live from Cigar City for the pregame skate show. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock on the Strike 102.5 HD Channel 2, also at Lightning Radio 24/7 on the Lightning app. We'll be back with coverage then. I'll be back after the game with something here on the podcast as well. So, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll talk soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.